Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're talking a little bit more about Tesla and Elon Musk's decision to suspend accepting payment from Bitcoin. Elon Musk has offered a little bit of a defense on that on Twitter today, so we'll go through that. We've also got an update on the refresh Model S, news on Giga Texas, and Credit Suisse has had a call with the CPCA on April sales in China. Tesla stock today continued to fall, down 3.1% to $571.69. That compared to the Nasdaq, which actually had a stronger day today, finishing up 0.7%. If we have time at the end, we might talk a little bit more about the stock. All right, so obviously predominantly the discussion about Tesla, about Elon Musk, has been entirely focused on Bitcoin for the last 18, 24 hours or so, since Musk tweeted yesterday about Tesla suspending Bitcoin as a payment option for Tesla vehicles. Today, Elon has shared a few more thoughts on that subject, offering a little bit more of an explanation for Tesla's decision. First, tweeting out a graph of the University of Cambridge's Bitcoin Electricity Consumption Index, showing a pretty significant increase since the beginning of the year. So to get this graph, they're estimating the power being used by the Bitcoin network at any given point in time and then annualizing that for terawatt hours consumed annually at that rate of power. They estimate that Bitcoin consumption has gone from 105 terawatt hours to start the year up to 150 terawatt hours now in May, about a 43% increase in their estimate there. But to be fair, Tesla acquired Bitcoin in mid-March. Their estimate then was 129 terawatt hours, so up about 16%. Since that point in time when Tesla would have acquired Bitcoin. Though in the methodology section here, University of Cambridge does note that the exact electricity consumption can't be determined, so they've got a lower bound, their estimate, and then an upper bound, and their upper bound estimate has more than doubled since the start of the year. So my point here is that I think Elon is trying to, in a way, defend a little bit of the criticism about Tesla changing its mind on Bitcoin by pointing to the fact that circumstances have changed and are continuing to change. And if the circumstances change, it's much easier to defend Tesla changing its mind. I'll share my thoughts on that in a second, but continuing this thread, Michael Saylor did reply to Elon's tweet of this graph, and Michael Saylor being the CEO and founder of MicroStrategy that has been heavily invested in Bitcoin. Remember, they held the Bitcoin for Companies conference shortly before Tesla invested. SpaceX attended that. Anyway, Saylor replied to Musk's tweet saying, quote, "The estimated electricity consumption per University of Cambridge year to date increased 40% during the same period that the network grew 100% in assets, meaning that energy efficiency dramatically improved during this period of time. Bitcoin is becoming less energy intensive as it scales," end quote. So fair enough point, but doesn't necessarily address if that scaling is happening fast enough, or if the energy being consumed here is clean energy, or if this is incentivizing dirtier forms of power as the power needs continue to increase. So anyway, Elon replied to Michael Saylor's tweet with a link to three different articles. The first one here is from Ars Technica, and this is from May 10th, so just a couple of days ago, maybe supporting the idea that Tesla has just recently changed its view with new information. Anyway, the headline of this article is "Private Equity Firm Revives Zombie Fossil Fuel Power Plant to Mine Bitcoin." They go on to write, quote, "Few Bitcoin projects illustrate the cryptocurrency's enormous climate impact better than the Greenwich Power Plant in upstate New York. The once-abandoned power plant was bought by private equity firm Atlas Holdings and retasked. A significant portion of Greenwich's electricity no longer powers nearby homes or businesses. Rather, the plant's smokestacks are increasingly pouring pollutants into the atmosphere in the service of mining Bitcoin," end quote. So that doesn't sound great if you only read the headline here and maybe the first couple of sentences. You might think that this old coal plant is being fired up again to mine Bitcoin with coal power. That's not the full story here. So this actually happened already. They've already been doing this since buying the plant in 2014. It was a shuttered coal power plant at that time, but they did convert it over into natural gas, then started their mining operation there in 2017. The new part here is that they did just receive approval to expand their data center and add more mining machines, which will mean 80% of this power plant's capacity will be used for mining Bitcoin. So I think more than anything else, this is just a real-world physical example of the impacts of the power needs of mining Bitcoin and how those have progressed over time. The second link that Elon shared here is an interview that was posted yesterday. This was with Alex DeVries, the founder of Digiconomist. They also track Bitcoin energy consumption. Anyway, he points out that in April, this is something I think a lot of people have heard about, there was a coal mine incident in North China that led to one third, according to this research, of the Bitcoin mining network going offline. So that's what the third article that Elon linked to here is about. It's linked to in this interview as well. And the reason that's found to be alarming is because it demonstrates how much of Bitcoin's mining network is powered by coal. The common argument from Bitcoin bulls is that Bitcoin actually incentivizes renewable energy, with Bitcoin mining serving a somewhat similar purpose as stationary storage to balance out the power by time curve, since the intermittency of solar or wind power can be a challenge. Stationary storage, obviously a great solution to that, but there's a cost to that. And the theory being that if Bitcoin mining is generating profit, then maybe that could be a good use for excess energy and incentivize more creation of renewable power sources. Essentially, make money balancing the grid. So Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Square tweeted, "Bitcoin incentivizes renewable energy," back in late April, and Elon replied to that at the time saying true, but then if you find out that, oh, one third of Bitcoin mining is done with coal power, maybe that makes you question that thesis. So Elon seemed to kind of conclude his thoughts on this today by saying, quote, "To be clear, I strongly believe in crypto, but it can't drive a massive increase in fossil fuel use, especially coal," end quote. While we're on this topic, I do want to share just a couple of my own personal thoughts. So I've been reading a lot of the reaction online to Elon's announcement, and I think a lot of the reactions fall into kind of two groups. One being that, oh, Elon and Tesla pumped and dumped Bitcoin. If they were doing a pump and dump, they executed it horribly. They kind of would have missed the dump step of a pump and dump. Yes, they did sell a small part of their position, but that happened quite a while ago. Remember, that sale impacted their Q1 earnings. So that was before March 31st. That means this was at least 6 weeks ago when Tesla actually sold a very small amount of the Bitcoin that they had, somewhere around 10%. Tesla also specifically said in that announcement that Tesla will not be selling any Bitcoin. So not a pump and dump. I think probably a lot of people saying that are just not really familiar with Tesla, but wanted to at least share my thoughts on that. The other common train of thought that I've been seeing is that Tesla, in the announcement yesterday, said that they'll resume transactions as soon as mining transitions to more sustainable energy. So even before this, but now this is really ramped up, a lot of people think that Tesla is going to somehow get into the mining business and make it renewable themselves. I would say this has been the theory that has been prevalent in the Bitcoin community in particular, which makes sense. That would be a better outcome for Bitcoin than Tesla turning away from it. But after having quite a few conversations about this, I'm pretty skeptical of Tesla doing anything significant in that space. The theory sounds really nice of Tesla having this product where, okay, you get solar, you get storage, you get a Bitcoin miner, and the mining just happens when you have too much electricity, so it'll reduce your costs and everything will be good. I've seen the theory that Tesla will make a better ASIC, so that's an application-specific integrated circuit, that's what's used for mining. So the theory is, okay, maybe Tesla can make something like this that's better, more efficient, because look what they did with their FSD chip. Now look, I don't pretend to be an expert in this space, but I don't think that's a really good comparison. Tesla made that chip because there was not hardware purpose-built for what they wanted to do. There is already hardware purpose-built for mining, so the level of gain that could be remaining for Tesla to capture is presumably quite a bit smaller, and the payoff of capturing that also way, way smaller than FSD. So I don't see it making a ton of sense to put a bunch of R&D resources in that area. Even if Tesla did, you would have to assume that the chip, the hardware, would be cheap enough to do the Bitcoin mining that you could get a positive return on paying for that hardware while not mining Bitcoin 24/7. That's what these mining operations are doing. Mining is competitive, that's what you're competing with, and you'd have to be doing that in just a couple hours a day and still getting a return, again, to pay for that hardware. So this package of solar and mining sounds nice, but people don't think about the fact that you would have to pay more for that, and you need to get a return to justify that. Additionally, for this to make any sense for Tesla to do, they would be doing this essentially to sell more solar, unless they're trying to profit on that mining hardware, which would again make it more difficult to be cost competitive. Assuming they're doing it to sell more solar, then you would have to assume a relatively significant demand constraint on solar already. I think there are cases to be made for that, but I don't think they're really great. One of the challenges with renewable energy in general is the upfront cost, not necessarily the return on investment. Bitcoin mining would only increase that upfront cost for, at best, a speculative increase on the ROI. So I don't want to belabor that point. I just think it's extremely unlikely that Tesla pursues a path like that, specifically for Bitcoin. Now, obviously, Tesla has expressed interest in the cryptocurrency space, so anytime another cryptocurrency gets involved, that's a separate conversation. Wrapping up on the cryptocurrency Tesla conversation for today, Elon did tweet this evening, quote, "Working with Doge devs to improve transaction efficiency, potentially promising," end quote. I think if Tesla were heading down the Bitcoin mining space, Elon probably wouldn't be talking about this. All right, I guess last comment on this, sorry to have to go into so much detail on this. The amount that I care about this and the amount of time that I spent talking about it, they're not equivalent. I got frustrated at times reading so much about this, and then I kind of go out there and just do the exact same thing, so kind of apologies for that, I guess. You got to step back. You got to look big picture. This is something that Tesla's doing with, you know, 10% or so of their balance sheet. Tesla's market cap, $500 billion. So $2 billion is 0.4% of that. this is not something that's consequential to Tesla's future at this point in time. It's important to discuss and to understand because the importance may grow over time. That trajectory matters a lot, but it's just really important to remember that big picture, especially in the backdrop of the stock falling as it has over the last couple of weeks. Then you get this added layer of consternation about, oh, Tesla's dropping because of Bitcoin, or Tesla's dropping because of Elon's erratic decision-making. Newsflash, that's nothing new. This is nothing new for long-term Tesla investors. Elon has always been erratic. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's not. Tesla moves quickly, they make mistakes, they learn from them, and they adjust course. That's how it goes. As an investor, I like that. If you don't, then maybe look for a different company to invest in that is more stable. And that's okay too. All right, let's move on. So we do have some pretty exciting news here about the refreshed Model S, specifically the plaid version. Drive Tesla Canada is reporting that they have received information about a quarter mile test run for the plaid Model S. They say it set a record time of 9.23 seconds in the quarter mile with a trap speed of 152.16 miles per hour. This almost exactly matches what Tesla lists on their website. They say 9.23 second quarter mile, and they say the trap speed 155 miles per hour, so a little bit higher there. But as I said, a notable time because this would be a world record for a production car, beating out the 9.4 second time from a more than $3 million Bugatti, and almost half a second ahead of second place there, the Porsche 918 Spyder at 9.7 seconds. This is also notable because the Lucid Air tri-motor prototype last year did a quarter mile in 9.245 seconds, but it wasn't the production vehicle and it had some of the interior stripped out. But still, Tesla advertising a 9.23 quarter mile, probably not coincidental. The other interesting point here is that Drive Tesla Canada said that they were also told that it wasn't just Tesla there testing the car. Jay Leno was also there, presumably filming for Jay Leno's garage. So I think we have that to look forward to as well. Next up here, we got some cool news on Giga Texas. This is from Joe Tegmeyer today. He has spotted, for the first time to our knowledge, the first test casting being done at Giga Texas with one of the Idra presses on site there. I have nothing more to add to that, but very exciting and wanted to pass it along. All right, lastly here is an update from Credit Suisse after their discussion actually with the China Passenger Car Association. Apparently they have a monthly conference call. Tesla, of course, brought up a few times here. Credit Suisse asked, will Tesla's sales be impacted by the vehicle braking related event at the Shanghai Auto Show? They then have an answer here that originally I thought was from the CPCA, but just based on how it's reading, I think maybe it's one of their analysts recapping the call or something like that. They talk about the reports that we had seen about Tesla not purchasing some land. They say that, oh, perhaps that was because of conditions of the deal, such as investment amount and expected tax payment, etc. A little bit later on, they say that maybe Tesla didn't purchase the land because the local government's favorable policies are not appealing enough, or the precondition of those favorable policies are too high, such as taxation and investment amount. But then they also bring the Model 2 in here, and in a couple of places they speculate that the Model 2 wasn't shown at the Shanghai Auto Show as anticipated. Anticipated by whom? I'm not exactly sure, but they say that maybe Tesla didn't show it because that's part of Tesla's bargaining process. Anyway, they also say that, quote, referring to some media reports that Tesla might choose a central China city to build a new plant, it implies a heated competition amongst different local governments trying to get Tesla to boost its local GDP, taxation, and employment, end quote. As for the braking issues, they say that it is quite complicated, saying it was a well-planned activity with big team support. The team tried to get its own benefit from Tesla. Third, the local media spent quite a lot of time reporting on this, which had a negative effect on Tesla, things we've talked about. They say the final result on this event depends on the investigating result. At the end of this section, they say, and this is what makes me think this isn't actually from the CPCA, quote, lastly, government tried to protect corporates in China and care much less on consumers. This is because local governments care about the taxation income from corporates. Then later on, they say, as a result, we think Tesla vehicle braking related event could be resolved and has no significant impact on Tesla China operation, end quote. So anyway, I don't know how helpful that is. Kind of a confusing report here from Credit Suisse, but that's what they said about Tesla. I had to laugh at kind of the next part here. It's about the ID4. Question, what do you think are the reasons for unsatisfactory sales of ID4, obviously from Volkswagen? And they wrap up the answer here by saying, quote, the products lack competitiveness for customers, end quote. And they just left it at that. Originally, when I thought these were answers from the CPCA, I found that pretty humorous. And now I'm guessing it's just an analyst from Credit Suisse in China. So not quite as funny, but those were the key things that I saw in the note. And I think that is where we will then leave it for today. So As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter @TeslaPodcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, May 14th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.